Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And now, back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Back at it here. And by the way, JP, switch up that intro coming into it. Put my name first, Kevin second. I'm going to handle that, you know, hopefully the next 24 hours.
I think it's a good move.
It is a good move.
Actually, I want another new intro.
I want to host Donnie Wrightside. Like, not only want to co-host in there, host Donnie Wrightside and friends. Something like that on the intro.
Why are you bumping me down so far?
Because
you could justify it, though, with some things that'll be changing in the future.
Exactly. Actually, like you've been telling me you're waiting to move on and all that stuff. So I'm figuring I get the people ready, right?
I'd say this is my last Wednesday for a long time again, though.
That is true. And people are like, hold on now. So look at that. Solo missions for DRS twice a week? In baseball season.
Do I play the Donnie angle here or do I let it be? Do I stay true to myself or do I play the Donnie angle on something?
No, you got
to
play it. Yeah, play it.
I mean, Donnie, solo angle, why? You don't want to get people booked in this business?
That's the whole point.
On the sideline?
Exactly. Don't get yourself wally picked. Because if somebody else gets on this air and sounds better than me, I might be on the way out, pal. See that? There's a reason I hitched my wagon to K-Dub, because I'll never be outshined on any show. So
Outrageous.
Yeah.
So you're worried about a replacement for me coming in being better than you, and all of a sudden Moneyline's a solo show for that person?
Yeah, like exactly. Like, you know, I'm going to get a call on like a Thursday. Hey, by the way, listen to the show yesterday. Let the other guy host. Sit back in that co-pilot chair. Hold on now. Yeah. Like, I can't let that happen. So we got to keep the pressure down on the people and get them fired up. But I did forget about that, too. So is it Tuesdays and Wednesdays or Wednesdays and Thursdays?
So it's Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but next week, the Tuesday is the day after the national championship game, and I didn't want to miss hanging out with everybody after that. So I will be here next Tuesday. I might be off on the Thursday. That hasn't been sorted out just yet.
Celebrate tickets. Now we're going to get to JP in a second here. But by the way, I just had I saw the clips last night of the McDonald's All-American game. You know, LeBron was there cheering on his son, and you know, son had a good game. Obviously, Wagner had a very good game here. Headed to Kentucky next year. It'll be interesting to watch. But at the same time, the worst warm-ups I've ever seen in my life. I'm not talking about the kids, like, warming up, shooting jump shots. Like, the McDonald's warm-ups, where did they come from? 1978? Like, a giant M on the back, weird collars? Man.
I do feel like the McDonald's game tries to still kind of run that nostalgia look out there. It was really interesting, though. And I don't know if this is going to become, like, a normal thing moving forward, but they kept calling it the legacy game. Because it wasn't just Bronny. So hear it out. It wasn't just Bronny,
Wagner.
But also Wagner and Wagner's grandfather.
And father.
Yes. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I guess most people probably know DeJuan Wagner. DeJuan. But Milt Wagner apparently was also McDonald's All-American. And then, leave me alone on that name. Just beat me up real quick.
That was a good one. to have it right and then double down saying, I don't know if DeJuan sounded right. This sounds better.
DeJuan doesn't
that
sound
good.
Correct at all,
yes,
though.
Yes, it does.
No.
That's because he's a South Jersey guy. Yeah.
DeJuan Blair? Yeah. Anyway, at any rate, DB was out there getting in the action.
Yeah.
And then also, Peja Stojakovic's kid was a McDonald's All-American last night. So it was that's why they were kind of calling it the legacy game.
Now, was SGA's kid out there? That's what the people want to know. So you got any kids in there yet? I mean, my gosh.
No, that's your boy, though, huh?
Oof, yeah. That guy's going to have a legacy himself on that point here. Maybe plays tonight and keeps them in the playoff round. Let's get to the phone lines quickly here. Red Tails on the line on a Wednesday eve of Major League Baseball season. What's up, Red Tail?
How you guys doing?
Yo.
Yeah, fantastic.
I had an idea for K-Dub on his bachelor party.
Yeah. All right. Yes.
Here we
speak
go.
On it.
All right. You go down for 4 days. You email Sports Grid on Friday. Said, "Man, I don't know what happened. I'm not feeling it. Man, man, my stomach hurts. You know, I'm losing from both ends." And then you turn around and you take the bachelor. You're taking that Tijuana for like another 2 days. Then you text them back like on Monday. The Sports Grid say, "Man, I don't know what I got. This rash below my belt. It might be the food, it might be the water. I'm not sure what's going on here because I'll need the whole week off here. You know, I'll make it up to you later." That's my thought.
I just get the month. Red Tail's advice: take the month off.
Yes,
I like that.
The month of November.
It's outrageous. Thanks, Red Tail. I'm gonna put that one. Listen, yeah. So far, that's it. That's idea number one. That's the best idea I've been offered up so far.
Man.
Hopefully, Sports Grid does not live in you guys. Yeah.
No. There's nobody.
Oh, that's good stuff, man. That's good stuff.
There you go. Checking in. I like that, though, because we need some input here on what we can actually do for K-Dub in the month of November. Ooh, that's good, too. Playoffs starting to round in the shape here. K-Dub's nowhere to be found.
What's
Monday morning shot fighter on a Monday night game.
Take off. Like, if someone, for Mr. Never Take a Day Off, which is not.
Yeah, I don't know if I could. Thing. I don't even know if you can. I don't know if there is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you had to pick a weekend of the NFL, so like just week six, like that's the one to get out of town on. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, it's really hard. Like, hey, by the way, I did some studies. Like, week nine usually a really bad slate. Like, well, I don't know. Is there the mathematics to it at that point?
Yeah.
It's hard to get off because football season is so condensed and so action packed. It's really tough to decide. We're gonna find out where JP is going with his Final Four predictions next. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back out of here, hour number two. Let's have some fun and get after it on Moneyline. JP, March Madness winds down. Technically 2 days left, right? Saturday and Monday for the men's. Florida Atlantic, San Diego State. First game, tip-off 6:09. Second game, Miami, Connecticut, 8:49. Won't get any peeps out of me. It's Saturday night. It's all good. So, now, I love the Final Four. This one, how exciting can it be? I don't know. Might be the most exciting, Kevin, for me, if Connecticut does win. I don't think I've ever cashed in a future as high as 25-1 with a legitimate chance. And again, it's going to be a lot for UConn to win that game and then hold me back from Monday, just not rolling the dice all in and saying, give me that $2,600 payday. Be fun. Be great. Be cheering it on. But this is about JP. He's picking both games here. Number 9 seed, Florida Atlantic. Number 5 seed, San Diego State. That line, 1.5. 5 seed, Miami. 4 seed, UConn. That game, 5.5. So if he's picking both, doesn't it seem like it would be both dogs, right?
So I think they're separate. He's betting FAU because he's on the Conference USA run. You can't go and do a money line parlay.
I'm actually cheering for FAU, by the way. I think I'm cheering for FAU.
For UConn purposes or for their own purposes?
No. Just because, like, I don't have a stake in that game per se. San Diego State to me is boring as all get out. I would like to see Florida Atlantic get in. I would.
I actually tend to agree. I think FAU – I don't think people – again, like – It's a little corny, a little cheesy, but I don't know if people realize how good FAU is. Like, they're
really
top 30 in both offense and defense. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, they're not a – I don't know. No one cares about it. Whatever, fine. The seeding was just absolute trash this year. Like, they had no business being a 9 seed. They've got the most wins in college basketball on the year. But the seeding's a joke, and nobody cares about it. But look, they're here. They're here, FAU. And I think they would probably give UConn, if UConn is there, the better game. But it's also just – look, and I appreciate it. San Diego State wants to be muddy and ugly, but this is the stuff that I've never liked. When people see a low-scoring game? Like in the NBA, Donnie, right?
Yeah.
Games super low-scoring in the playoffs, we go, man, I mean, this is what this sport is all about. It's like, no, it's not. It's disgusting. So I don't want to watch this at all. Like, San Diego State's ugly, and I'm not going to pretend to you that that's better basketball. It's literally not better basketball than what, you know, when the U is out there running up and down with you know, the elite teams in the country.
Yeah. So, JP, I'm going dog in this one. K-Dub, where are you going with him?
I think it's FAU and UConn.
All right. JP?
It's FAU, and then I'm taking the points with Miami, the 5.5.
There you go.
Okay. There you go, Donnie.
I thought he would. Because I can't – you look at some – because I'm, you know me, Kevin. I'm not a big trend guy. But every trend points to – just forget about UConn as a basketball team. Miami's very good in the underdog role. Have been that way this year and also the last 3 years combined. You know, he's still a Final Four game. It's in a giant football stadium. Miami could get hot. I'm hoping they don't because I want to see this UConn thing out. But I'm excited. I'm nervous excited about that game, but still feeling good about my ticket there.
Let me ask you quickly on this then.
Yeah.
Because you're right. There are very strong Miami trends. But maybe the strongest trend you'll ever see in a single season. They're unbeaten, they being UConn, in at non-conference games.
Yes.
And I believe they're 14-0-1 against the spread in non-conference games. Dan Hurley, they asked him in the post-game press for the game against Gonzaga, you know, how have you been able to get so hot? And he basically said, we stopped playing the Big East games. The best conference in college basketball, and just back to killing teams. Now, it's fun because you hear that, Donnie, and again, I think your reaction's appropriate, right? Like, man, classic Dan Hurley running
just
it
up the
flagpole there a little bit.
Yep.
But, Donnie, how do you argue against it? They've smashed every team that they've played, and that includes, you know, a 15-point regular season win on Alabama, embarrassing Gonzaga like they're not even a real program. Mm-hmm. St. Mary's got drilled by the end of it. Like, there's massive wins on their resume there. And this is always this thing with every year in college basketball. And about a Big 12's best conference we've ever seen, I mean, every single one of their teams is in the top 70 in efficiency. The Big East, had a couple of good teams. Really? Are we sure the Big East wasn't the best team in college basketball? And maybe a team, I don't know, Seton Hall got hard done by and should have been in the tournament?
Nova. Sure.
Yeah.
No, it's something to think about because even I had, which some thought might have been one of the better teams, if not the best team of the Big East, Marquette. They got dumped, but I got them at a 25-1 price, but they're no longer here at this point. It is a good conference. That's why I'm excited. The Big East, when the Big East is good, or should I say great, it's better for college basketball, which I'm hoping Patino goes to St. John's, can turn that around, even though nobody wants to play for him apparently who's currently on St. John's, which I get a kick out of because St. John's stunk, I guess, partly because of the coach and the players. So we'll see how that one weighs out. But talking about stinking, Kevin, Wisconsin, North Texas last night.
Whoa.
Wisconsin, 41-29 at the break. I almost had to do a double take because I wasn't watching the game, but I was doing some stuff on the computer, and ESPN popped up, and right on the front page was that was the game that they were following. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, Wisconsin's got 41, North Texas has 29. Wisconsin might end up with, like, 75 points, and North Texas going to have to up their pace. They'll end up in the, you know, at least 60s, blowing 114.5 out of the water. When I saw that final score this morning, where Wisconsin scored 41 points in the first half and 13 in the second half, which included the final 9 minutes not scoring a single point and losing by two, number one, if you had Wisconsin in that game, my goodness. Number two, if you're just cheering on both sides of, let me just get the total, 27-13 second half. They scored 40 points combined in a half? Oh, my God.
It's impossible. The live total was well over 140.
Doesn't make sense.
Like that, so that, to me, when people talk about bad beats, that is 10 times worse than like a – like I'm not trying to – you know how the TCU cover against like Gonzaga, right, where they took that nonsense three? Like I think that is not as bad as what happened in North Texas, Wisconsin. If you bet that game, watch that game, and you were in, you had every right to basically be counting your money, and then you go, "Oh my gosh, no! Oh my gosh, no! Oh my gosh, no! Oh my!" And it ends up not getting there in that fashion. Like it's unimaginable. And for the folks that won that bet last night, I do not want to hear, "Look, man, that's why you bet a North Texas under. You're never out of it." Enough. Enough. All right. Team didn't score for 9 minutes, and the game went under by about 4 points. I don't want to hear it. That's outrageous what happened in that game.
Yeah, that is. It's one of those beats where it doesn't make sense. Like, even I'm sure if you took like a Wisconsin team total and got 41, you're like, hey, man, I need two touchdowns in the second half, and we're golden in this one. Yep. And they scored 13 points. You didn't even get that. You didn't get a total. You didn't get a cover. Just disastrous all the way through. NBA topics, because we do have a big one tonight in Philadelphia. Joel Embiid expected to get back on the court. You're also going to have Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving, some fun to be had. Total should be there. But before we do that, I'm seeing Bill Simmons here. And I got when did this come out? Was it yesterday? No, it's today. Just a few moments ago. Says Bill Simmons thinks Draymond Green is plotting to team up in Dallas with Kyrie Irving, Luka Doncic, and LeBron James.
LeBron James?
How about that news for you, huh? I don't know where it's coming from, but I don't know if he has sources, but a wild scenario.
So the Draymond angle didn't surprise me because Draymond, like they've talked about the fact that Draymond is probably not going to get the money that he wants from Golden State, and that's what's going to lead to his departure. So Draymond and what he could bring to Dallas, I see the vision, right? That makes a lot of sense. LeBron, not so much. LeBron is not a free agent. So LeBron would need to be traded. I do not think that Dallas has the necessary pieces to make that deal a reality. And I know that LeBron can force his hand and make that make that the destination. That's always within reason, though, right? Like, that is a far, far bridge to decline. And also, like, that is only a conversation I can entertain when I see how the Lakers season ends, I think, as well, DRS. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think there's a lot that has to be sorted out before we get there.
Yeah, that would be a wild, wild scenario where we were just joking less than, I don't know, a day or two ago from Dallas in disaster mode once the season's over to, oh, by the way, yeah, LeBron's coming to town and Draymond Green, and now they're going to be the favorites to win it in the West, as opposed to now does Luka want to get traded because of how bad the Dallas situation is. Times change. Sixers Mavericks tonight. Who's going to win? Come on back and find out.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's get after it here. How about this, K-Dub? Let's get to the phone lines before we get to some more hot topics here. 844-843-6879. Let's bring Moose in on a Wednesday. It's Christmas Eve, Moose. Baseball starting tomorrow. Ohio is going to be on fire. What do you got, Moose?
You bet. Looking forward to Cleveland.
Yes.
And the reason why I called in, I just caught part of the Red Tail conversation. K-Dub. Trust me, K-Dub. Yeah. Trust me.
Uh-oh.
I will go out to Vegas, okay? I know Vegas like the back of my hand. Okay? And I will make sure that you don't wake up the next day covered in ice cubes with one of your kidneys missing. Okay?
I got you covered.
I'll show you all the best spots not to go. You know?
Ooh.
I'll show you. Because we used to go out there and stay at the Wynn quite a bit. And I got some restaurants lined up for you. We'll take a day trip. Maybe we'll take a day trip out to Clark County and visit the chicken ranch with you. You know? So, but yeah, just trust me, KW. You would be in excellent hands with me. I've got some juice out there and some contacts.
I believe it.
So,
I believe
yes,
that.
Yes, sir.
I do got to get out there.
Yep. Yeah.
I like where this is going, Moose. Also, I need your help, Moose, on this. Now, if there is a way that K-Dub and the boys are going to Puerto Rico, can you do surveillance for me? Like, with, you know, Kev won't know. Pictures, updates here. Like, I think I need that. Is that something that you could partake in, Moose?
Absolutely. All I have to do is make a phone call.
Yep. See that? No hesitation.
Yeah. You're Moose. Ease it up now.
Yep.
Easy.
Now, if you go to Puerto Rico, there's two islands off of Puerto Rico.
Let's go.
You're going to have to look them up, but that's the place where you'd want to go snorkeling. But, yeah, Puerto Rico's not a problem.
Awesome.
I got plenty of juice down there. I'll even tell you what neighborhoods you stay out of. So,
wow.
Because you hit some of them neighborhoods, you got to go in 4 deep.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Look, Moose knows. But, that's the guy you need on your side, K-Dub. You might have to invite him on this trip.
You know what? I might not.
Keep him out of jail, Moose. Like, yeah, I mean, have the swag to keep these boys out of jail.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got juice. Trust me.
I got
not a problem.
All right, man.
Love it.
And keep that on speed dial.
There you go, Moose.
You guys take care.
You got it. See you later. There we go. See that? Like, Moose can really help you out in the city. Like, there you go. Like, I know JP's got Moose's number on dial. Never a bad call, K-Dub. 2-3 in the morning, Puerto Rico. Things aren't going the right way. You might need a, you know, somebody to get you out of that stuff. So, I know the way.
Yeah, apparently the person I got to call is Moose.
Now, hold on. Moose just brought up a very good topic, which is near and dear to my heart, K-Dub. If there's one thing I love on this planet, it's snorkeling. How about that?
Really?
I love what? Like, I love the islands because I love the water. I'm out there all day. Like, I'm the type of guy that's in his 40s, like, snorkeling, like, just off the beach when it's not even like a place to snorkel. That's your boy right there. Like, what's this guy doing here? It's like 3 feet
of
water.
Crazy.
Looks like a kid out there. Like, what like take the boat out where you're supposed to snorkel. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. That's me. I love ocean temperatures that are warm. I love tropical. And I absolutely love to snorkel. Every time I go to an island somewhere, I am spending a majority of my time snorkeling. I can't get enough.
It actually does upset me a little bit when these topics come up and I remember that you just don't take your vacations
anymore. Yeah, I know. It's everything, my favorite thing in the world, which I was saying to my wife yesterday, something about a vacation or something like that. And then I go, yeah, it's not, you know, you hype her up. Like, hey, by the way, I want to take us on a vacation again to Jamaica. Ooh, that sounds good. I was like, yeah, I don't know if I can. Like, that's the type of guy and, like, just pull it back right away.
But you can, man. You can. You can make it happen. DRS takes Jamaica. Send out the photos.
Oh, people.
That was where you were when I first met you. Like, look, I'm going on an exotic vacation. I'll be back. And then we can launch things off the ground.
And my favorite part was like, hey, well, that's all fine and good, but on like a Friday night, you guys got to do a show together. Like, what's going on here? Like, can't
the
we just do this when we get back?
The test run, right? That's what that was?
Did it ever make the air, by the
way?
No,
I don't
think so. Big MC on it? Let's get out of here. There's no way we did a show together with a producer and it wasn't on at least one station. That's horrendous.
I think it's possible. I can't tell you 100%, but I think it's plausible.
No shot. It had to at least be on what, like, and I don't want to mention radio stations, but it had to be on at least one of them out here in the streets. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Maybe it was on Sports Grid Radio only exclusive style.
It was hot. Fire, fire, fire. By the way, talking about hot and fire, last night, late night, K-Dub, you know me, tucked in asleep. I see a tweet comes out March 28, 2023, 10:56 p.m. Get this. Ready? I'm going to read it to you. I remember me sitting out on my guys week one versus the Jets to week 12 versus the Broncos. How come all of a sudden I sit out because of money in which I could have gotten hurt at any time within that time frame when we know the Super Bowl been on my mind since April 2018? Let's get real. I'd rather have 100% PCL than go out there and play horrible, forcing my teammate, forcing myself to put my guys in a bad situation. Now, that's selfish to me. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, great tweet. Great tweet by Lamar. I don't, you know, people are trying to question Lamar's availability or Lamar's willingness to play through injury, and that was nonsense, I think, right? I don't know where maybe he didn't want to push it because of the finances, right? But didn't keep him out last year.
Because I love that talking point. I do. But it's also, like, because we get caught up sometimes in so many different scenarios. Human beings are built to work, right? Like, I say to myself, like, oh, it'd be so nice. I remember, like, a couple times in my life where I was, like, shifting careers over. Had like, oh, it's going to be so nice. After one day, Kevin, of playing Xbox, I'm like, I got to get back to work. Like, even though I wasn't going to be working for at least another month and a half or 2 months. But think about this, though. Lamar Jackson has played sports his entire life. He's competitive. His boys are out there. He plays football. I missed, Kevin, one game in my college career because I tore my hamstring. Yeah. It was the worst week, the worst thing I had to sit back and watch of my entire life. I couldn't even deal with the fact I wasn't out there playing. So you figure if Lamar Jackson, hey, no big deal, man. I'm holding out for my money. Guys, turn the game on. Oh, the Ravens are on you. Let me watch. That would eat you, a true competitor like Lamar is, would eat you alive. Now, I like to also play into it. Like, oh, yeah, man, all that money is on the line. He can't go out and hurt himself. I'm telling you, that's not the way upper echelon athletes think. It's just not.
No, it's not. I mean, and people, I think to your point, though, like, this is how people are just kind of wired, right? Like, there is a reason, we can joke about it. There is a reason you haven't missed a day since you've started this whole thing. I mean, there's other aspects to it, right? But it's just, it's being in the mix. I remember, you know, obviously I had my weekdays off, or weekday off, I should say, you know, with this past football season. And I would always, I'd check in, you know, check in with you and Joe and see what was going on and see how the rundown looked and things like that. People would go, why are you bothering? Like, what do you mean, why am I bothering? This is what I do. What do you mean? Like, this is what I do. It's my job. It's like, what are you talking about there? So, like, the idea that Lamar was just away from the Baltimore Ravens, who, again, at the time he went down to, like, the number one seed in the AFC and was like, psh, you know, man, excellent. I don't have to play another snap this season, is insanity.
Yeah, it is pretty much. And you're right. Like, during Super Bowl week, when we were preempted in the afternoon where we weren't doing Moneyline, I was like, oh, that's going to be great. And it was great because I was laying down watching movies, but it would be come around like, you know, my alarm goes off at 12:50. Now, not that I'm sleeping, but it's just, hey, you got 10 minutes to, you know, make sure, unless you forgot that you have a show to do.
Yeah.
That would ring, and I'd be like, oh, that's weird. Or it would be like 2 o'clock, I'd come downstairs. And my mother, I'm like, aren't you supposed to be working? And like, yeah. Because like that set, like I've been in the same set style in my house. You're like, what are you doing up here at 2:45 or 2:30? Aren't you working at this point?
Yeah.
So it is interesting the way it pops up. But also, just to put a bow on like Lamar Jackson, we'll talk some baseball in the next segment coming up here. Nothing is moving the needle here at all, either way, anywhere. It's going to take what? Lamar Jackson to say, what was that initial offer you had, Baltimore? You know what? That sounds kind of good. Let's put bygones be bygones, and I'm coming back. Like, no NFL team out here. And the best part about it, Kevin, is we talk about, like, everybody's out on Lamar Jackson. But it just feels like if you get an organization like the Colts that goes, what do you think about Lamar Jackson? Yeah, he's pretty good. Oh, wait, the Colts are in on him, man. Like, you said, like, the Colts aren't saying, like, we're moving heaven and earth to get Lamar Jackson. That's our guy. Nobody's even close to that. Like, how does this get resolved? I know deadlines peak it, but at the same time, I don't know. I'm at a loss.
I'm not even critiquing you for this. But this is how unique this situation is. You are asking for things, and I'm not blaming you, that we never ask for. Donnie, nobody ever goes out there and goes, man, I tell you right now, I mean, we would do anything to have Lamar in our room immediately. That's not how teams negotiate. Like, you keep asking for Lamar to tweet out his exact contract.
Yes, exactly.
And again, I'm not even taking a shot at you. This is how nonsense this whole thing is, where it doesn't even, like, it's just hard to wrap our heads around what's going on. So we're basically, will somebody please just say, like, just the truth? Like, can we stop negotiating in public and just start saying, like, exactly what is going on through our minds here so we can get the solid information that we need to understand? Because there are plenty of free agents out there, and we're not, like, nobody's like, man, when is DeAndre Hopkins going to tell us the team that he wants? When are the Kansas City Chiefs going to come out and openly acknowledge that they want DeAndre Hopkins? This is just, it is one of the rarest situations in the history of football. I do not believe that is an exaggeration.
Yeah, no, it's. I'm waiting for it to play itself out, and it looks like it's not going to. And by the way, just got a tweet from the NBA tonight, Kev. What was I joking about in the morning? What was my joke for the NBA game slate tonight?
Oh, I actually can't remember. Well, give me the game or something, and maybe I'll.
Oh, no, I'll give you back to back today, second leg.
Oh no way! He's out again, isn't he?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander listed out Wednesday, and you say, "Well, why is that? It's a back to back. He didn't play last night. Hey, it's a back to back. He doesn't play back to backs.
Yeah,
come on, OKC." You're really going to do this. We're going to tank ourselves right out of it, and we're on the cusp of making it in. My goodness. Let's get back, talk some Major League Baseball and some more hot topics next, right here on
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Let's go! Major League Baseball tomorrow! By the way, I already have a Moneyline parlay in K-Dub. Yeah. Braves Padres tomorrow. Afternoon action will be live right here on Moneyline to sort of break. By the way, when is the... I didn't check officially. What's the first... You said it was game? The Yanks tomorrow? What's the first game?
Yeah, it's Yankees and then your Braves game, too.
Fantastic.
Those are the two games. And that's a nice job at a Major League Baseball, though. And like, you want the Yankees to be early or one of your top teams. And the same thing with the Braves. Like, that's exactly how it should be. It is a shame Rodon is injured. Because, like, you know, getting him, he wouldn't have been getting the ball first. That would have been Gerrit Cole anyway. But I think missing this series against the Giants, his former team, that's just, you know, a little added juice there. But yeah. Look, also, shout out to baseball because they're not going to make our Friday all that difficult as we try and do a lot of college basketball and things like that. Major League Baseball, Thursday action, Yankees off the next day. Phillies off the next day. you know how it is. We go to sleep.
It's honestly one of my biggest pet peeves that there's a couple of buddies we still stay in touch, and that's one of our hugest pet peeves is you get the excitement of baseball season, then they pull it the very next day, and it's maddening. Now, I understand what their thought process is. And it's archaic at this point. We get a big crowd on opening day. If it's rained out, we got to make sure that big crowd comes back the next day. Stop the madness here. There's 81 games. You're going to make it up. It's not a big deal. But thwarting, like, the excitement of opening day to take off the very next day of a season that you generally play every day on, I can't stand it. I really can't.
But let me ask you something, because I mainly brought that up because I know how much it bothers you. I don't understand that. Why is it that some teams have, I guess, what is that thought process? But are others don't care, or baseball's like, no, listen, Rockies, you're not allowed to not care. You're playing Thursday and Friday. Like, I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, let me see, because it used to be, like, if you played your home, like the New York Yankees in March, there's a pretty good chance you might have some bad weather. So I like to insulate that game and push it just in case. But typically a lot of times, if you're in a dome, West Coast, Southern cities, they just let it fly, going like, hey, you're probably going to have normal weather anyway. But then again, like, it sort of defeats the purpose where you have Texas, who's actually a dome that doesn't play day number two. Like, what sense does that make?
No, it doesn't make any sense. But all right, that makes sense. Actually, I understand then how they at least decide the teams for the most part.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow gets underway. Should be fun. Interesting to watch. But we'll get that first look. You know what I like to? You know, we come on the air at 1 o'clock. First pitch, 1:05. We're getting that pitch clock within the first 10 minutes where you can see where maybe it makes a difference. You know we're going to get a base hit to the right side. Like, oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Judge just crept one through where, you know, Stanton poked one the other way, and nobody was there to steal it from him. So I'm looking forward to that. I am doing something which you're not supposed to do, is take just favorites on opening day and parlay them together, because you don't really know how it's going to turn out. And also, betting philosophy that's been very good over the past, I don't know, decade or so that we've gotten this insights. You know, there are some websites where you can take a look to see where the money is going. You know, I coined this phrase, it's like false flag season. What I mean by that is a lot of money pouring in on one team, line ripping and running the other way. You'll do very well in the first month of the season because, again, pitchers aren't stretched out. Everybody in every organization, at least for the month of April, believes they can make the playoffs. They can get out of the start even if it's 10-20, 10-50, you're still in it. By the time you start to hit July and August, those dogs fade because they're in not win now mode. That's what I like here. You'll get some stunners. Now, I don't know if you get them tomorrow because you have really good pitchers across. So how many times you're going to have really a big, big underdog that you're shocked? Like, oh, look at this one. You know, Corbin dominated Freed, you know, and he wasn't ready for the game. You're going to get that, granted. But tomorrow I just needed some action just to get started. So I went that route, even though I technically don't support taking favorites in the month of April.
Yeah, but the mismatch level that you see.
Yes,
there,
that's what I went
is
after.
Interesting. So we'll see if that checks in, and yeah, maybe there'll be some people tomorrow whose MO is dogs of X number or better. That's what I'm betting because nobody should be a dog of that size this early on, which very well could play out. And then again, we try and get involved with our props, which we will do plenty of. At minimum, we will look into them and we'll see what we could potentially line up here. So I'm excited. Even if it's just getting reset with pricing, will of course be really nice. And then, you know, the beauty of this for you and I is this all started with us doing in-play sports tonight.
Yes.
So us kind of doing the in-game wagering on radio is really what we know. And more often than not, we're going to have a baseball game to break down live when this show is live.
Oh, yeah. Let me get ready for tomorrow. Yankees, no runs in the top of the fifth. Yeah, we're going to be looking at their team total at 1.5 again and having some fun with that. So you can book that.
That's not slander either. That's the real thing.
No, that is the real thing here. Now, talking about the real thing, there is a new season getting underway tomorrow. And if there's one guy that knows all sports and how to get down the right way, it's the X-Man. And he's on the line right now on a Wednesday as we wait for baseball season, but a massive NBA card tonight. X-Man, talk to us.
How you guys doing today? It's a beautiful day, man.
Ready to go. The day is better now.
Let me give a shout-out to my favorite co-host JP because he is on fire with his Conference USA.
Whoa.
Woo! That's right. Wow.
Look at that, man.
Well, that's a big moment for Chips.
JP in the afternoons, man. Sounds kind of right.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, man.
All right.
We going with the Memphis Grizzlies on the money line. The Chicago Bulls on the money line.
Oh, I like that even
the
more.
The New York Islanders beat the Washington Capitals in regulation.
Mm.
And Kyrie Irving to get 25 tonight. It's 14-1.
Whoa. Here we go. He's got a big night out of Kyrie tonight. He's ready to go. Obviously, I do like the Grizzlies. I told you this morning I thought the Bulls would beat the Lakers. So I think X-Man's on the right path here, K-Dub.
Yeah. You know what? I want to get up in arms and angry about that Bulls pick. You offered it up this morning, but I can't pretend I have a world of confidence in the Lakers. It's just, things just don't, I don't know. It's just.
Yeah, no, there's no urgency now because OKC is saying, like, this is your spot, you know, take it. You know what I mean? So where's the urgency now for the Lakers? None.
You know what? You're not wrong. In the Lakers missing the play-in is really hard to imagine. It's that the Lakers have a real opportunity to get up to either that, you know, 8 spot or 7 spot. Because not having to win a pair of road games is never what you want to have to do.
No. It's not what you want to have to do. You want to have that, okay, we didn't play well tonight, we'll play tomorrow. Oh, no. You didn't play well tonight, you lost in the playing game, you're out. Because you didn't even have that, you know, chance to try to double down or back it up. They don't want that. But again, where is the pressure? The pressure would be, hey, by the way, you guys are back out of the playoffs. Like, no, it looks like there's teams legitimately saying to the NBA, we're not trying to win. We're not going to play our best players. Even if we're actually in the playoffs at the moment or close to it, we actually don't want to be there. And that's what some of these teams are certainly coming back with. By the way, quick question on this. We talked about some NFL things, you know, the joke of the zeros and a couple players now wanting to be zeros. But I think it's finally starting to catch some traction here. And sometimes you just read, like, the Pro Football Talk account. They've been up on it all morning about the Thursday night and the ability where the NFL is actually saying, like, not only can you get one Thursday night, you might play as many as, like, two or three of them, which is outrageous. I saw Patrick Mahomes, you know, with a little emoji with the hand, face palm. Justin Reed's been vocal about it. And you know me, Kevin. If I had my druthers, I would just cancel Thursday night football altogether. I don't think the product supports it there. I know we're going to watch it because of the NFL, but it's harder to get out of bed on a Thursday when you're trying to just get ready for a normal Sunday. The teams don't actually get to prepare the way they should for a professional football game. Football's not built to be played 4 days later. It's a 7-week series, and that's what you get the best out of these teams. But also, there was a Pro Football Talk tweet that basically said here, and they're right, the NFLPA has been conspicuously silent about Thursday night flexing and multiple short week games. Because you know why that is? The NFL is going to go, hey, look, we're going to pay you more money to do this. Damn if you need health. And the funny thing about that is, Kevin, the players look at it the same way. The players will yell and scream about a Thursday night football game, and they're right. But if the NFL ever came back and goes, we're listening to you, we're going to take away the Thursday night game, everybody in the NFL take a 10% pay cut here from your salary because that's what the cost of business will do. Every NFL player will go, no. Keep that in. I don't care if my head is still ringing from Sunday. I need that extra money in my paycheck.
Yeah, but I don't know how severe the dollars are either direction, quite frankly.
It's got to be big. It's got to be a massive thing to whatever they sold to Amazon for, like, billions. I mean, that is a massive, massive market share that you give up.
I understand, but what are they renegotiating with them already? With Amazon, that they're going to start flexing games?
I don't think they're, because like, I think Amazon, because again, Amazon should have known what they were getting into anyway. Amazon has more money than anything. It's almost like they just said, you know what, we're bored. Let's get the NFL here on Thursday night. People get angry. I got to get buffering. It's behind the scenes. But the last thing Amazon has a leg to stand on, like, wait, what? You're not even giving us good games. Like, no, this is what Thursday night is. Typically, it's like the teams that can't play on Sunday night football or Monday night because they stink. We put them on Thursday so they feel like they're a real NFL franchise. And I guess Amazon has an issue with that where we want the Chiefs on 3 times a year on Thursday night, which is ridiculous.
Look, it's just, it's bad. It's bad so all around. And as I said, it messes up win totals. I'm telling you, you can't feel good about your win totals now. I know it's not the easiest thing in the world to try and, oh, all right, I've got this team over, you know, 8.5 wins because I've got them going 10-7. Here's the exact schedule. But it's kind of an overall look at the schedule. But randomly getting put in a spot where you have to try and figure out, wait, could this game get flexed? Could this? Because it matters. It matters to the mini buys, and it has a trickle down effect, by the way, where it's like, oh, we're going to play the Chiefs on a good spot here. This could be when we beat them. Oh, never mind. We're now, you know, we're now catching them on a short week in their building, whatever it might be. Like, those, all that stuff is just really, really bad.
Yeah, it is really bad, but it's something to keep an eye on. I just wish they would get away. Double up Monday Night Football would be sensational. We'd have so much fun with that. And let college football get back to Thursdays and Fridays, and you don't have to worry about the NFL in those days.
Like, I like the Thursday game, and just that it keeps – the week is very short when you have Thursday Night Football. You know what I mean?
Content-wise, it's not bad. Correct.
But not even – like, forget us. Like, I'm talking – like, in football is so dominant, you know what I mean? Like, you get something to look forward to that night. Like, you're going to watch Thursday Night Football, right?
Put together a parlay, a same game, a odds boost.
Yeah, like, you're gonna get involved, and it'll be fun, and that's what it is. So I don't mind Thursday Night Football, but flexing the Thursday game is so unnecessary. It's ridiculous. Like, it's just...
Deal with it, right? Like, oh, the Colts are going to play Seattle. Well, that's the Thursday Night game, so that's what it is.
Like, we don't even flex Sunday as frequently as we probably should. We're now going to flex days of the week? It's just madness. And again, like Mara being like, listen, for like, you know how much this like messes up fans? And Goodell being like, well, it's up to our fans to give them the best matchups possible. You've been giving us trash on Thursday for years.
Yes.
Man, you don't shut up, Roger Goodell. Loser.
Yeah. And it just goes to show you bite the hand that feeds you, because it used to be back in the day where you'd have blackouts on TV because it was so important to get fans in the stadium. It's no longer the case. They're almost catering more now to the fans at home, the casual fan, than the team that's, hey, I got four tickets. It cost me $10,000 a year for those four tickets. Yeah. And you're like saying, like, you don't matter to us. The guy who's watching in Minneapolis matters more than the hometown guy that's had season tickets for 30 years and has paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in his family life on going to your games.
And also, you know, we talk about the team that all of a sudden is now randomly playing on a Thursday. There's also the guys that are getting flexed off of Thursday night. That's a disaster for. Like, it's just so horrendous, man.
Yeah, leave it alone. If you're going to have Thursday Night Football, it's fine the way it is. We'll have color rushes with bad teams. We'll still bet them because why? It's the only thing on, and it's the NFL. One more segment to go before you get out of here. We got some picks, and then Major League Baseball on the horizon. Come on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here. Oh, Kevin, we're now less than 24 hours away from Major League Baseball opening day. It is 2:57 Eastern. Major League Baseball gets underway tomorrow at 1:05 Eastern with two games, everybody playing, sensational stuff. I'm here. I'm ready for it. Already took the Atlanta Braves and the San Diego Padres tomorrow. Nice little money line. I'm hoping here. Like, FanDuel listens, Kevin. They listen to us. Come out with some bangers tomorrow. I'm talking about, like, you know, superstars getting one base hit. Superstars getting one RBI. Superstar pitchers getting 3.5 strikeouts or more. They got to take care of us tomorrow, no?
It'd be nice. It'd be nice. Yeah. They should be incentivized to certainly have us at the window with extra baseball stuff. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm anticipating those opportunities being on the board, certainly.
There we go. All right, let's get some plays here tonight. Now, we do have some same-game parlay action, which we took this morning. Opposite ends of the spectrum, could it be? Chris Paul for me over 8.5 assists. Anthony Edwards under 22.5 points. That's +224. That's where I'm headed tonight. By the way, did we get Joel Embiid odds up yet? Have you checked recently? They're up now?
Them.
All right, let me just go in and dip into these.
I wanted you to look on your own. I didn't even want to say anything.
All right, so we will go. Outrageous. Sixers favored by 4, 232, so up 1 point from this morning. Joel Embiid's prop is 34. That's what I said this morning. 34.5, 35.5, where he is really juiced to the gills here tonight.
I don't know if I can bet that.
It's getting up that Dame territory. Like, oh, Dame, 37.5. You're like, I don't care what he does. If he scores 40, so be it. But if he scores 31, that's a great game. It doesn't even come close. So maybe it is there. But that's the way I'll go. JP, let the people know where you're going this weekend here for the Final Four.
Yeah, I'm going to take Conference USA and Miami getting 5.5.
All right. K-Dub, what do you got here? Let the people know your SGP.
Yeah, look, just the main thing of it is Anthony Edwards over 22.5. Also, AD over 24.5 were a couple of the props we talked about this morning.
All right, there we go. We'll end the show today. Tomorrow we'll have Major League Baseball. Another season starting. Boy, time certainly does fly. For JP behind the wheels of steel, Donnie Wrightside here, and Kevin Walsh, thanks for tuning in today to Moneyline. We'll be back tomorrow with baseball. It's live. See you then.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.